Yo, 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 bitches, what it is, your hostess-est with the mostest-est-est-est, motherfucking TJ Kirk here. Last night, we did a deep fat fried about the Me Too movement, and we're going to show you the best clip from that episode. Remember, it's available only to DFF patrons, so if you're not a patron and you want to see the full thing, check it out. This is me and Paul arguing about Louis C.K. and just how wrong what he did was. It gets pretty fucking heated up, bitch! So let us know what you think of the discussion, and if you want to see the full episode, nice long episode at 2.5 hours, by the way, become a patron.
Once a standard is set, where it's just, oh, you're accused, you're automatically guilty. And now everything you've done, like, oh, well, any show you were on, you're pulled from that. Your career is destroyed. Is there any evidence you did something? It's like, no, it's just about due process, but there's no due process in these cases. You're fucking guilty until proven innocent.
In the case of a guy like Louis C.K., who just outright came out and fessed up, and he didn't rape anybody. Like, what? No matter what you say, he might have sexually harassed some people, because TJ said, I don't even know if it's sexual harassment. I'll go as far as that, because when you have a position of power over people, there's,
saying,
a, certain, there's a power dynamic, right?
I mean, yeah, I come up to you, you're going to look at my dick later, right?
Right, it's different,
I mean, that's...
because you and I are on an even keel, but if you were my boss and did that, you know, hey.
At a certain point, yeah, if it's like you want to keep this job, exactly.
There's an element of power play there that you have to take into account, so he did wrong.
None of these women were his employees, as far as I know.
He did wrong. Well, not employees, but his position in the industry. Like, they're
I mean, so what? I mean, if you reach a certain level of power, you can never show your dick to anyone again unless they're of equal power. I mean, how do you even legislate that? That's subjective nonsense.
I didn't say legislate it. I'm not even calling for legislation. I'm just saying that, like, you have to take into account that he's a comedian. There's no boss of all comedians.
Right.
So they're not held to any standard because there's no boss of all comedians.
I mean, like,
well, no, he was working on that show.
If he whipped out his dick against their will and was like, yeah, look at my dick.
No,
so there's other
about,
comedians who are a lower
him,
social standing.
He asked him about it.
There's a lower comedian, right? A comedian that's lower on the totem pole that knows that a meeting with you. Hold up. It's the false pretenses in which he lured them into the space where he could do something like that. That's
right.
A problem.
Yeah.
He didn't bring them there to talk about comedy or to have a nightcap with them and talk about their set that night. He brought them in there under false pretenses to present his junk to them, hoping that they, as lower people on the totem pole comedically, would let him do his weird fetish of jerking off in front of
them.
Because no woman is into that. No woman is into it. I mean, maybe some women are, but... you're not going to find many that are into just, hey, let's go into a random dude's trailer and watch him jerk his crank. So that's why it's a problem, TJ. I'm not saying to make a legislation about it.
Even
you have to examine that
saying,
power dynamic.
Is it fucking sexual harassment? I'm not
sure.
Yes. I don't think it is.
Yes.
It is. It's not even a pattern.
When you lure somebody to a place under false pretenses with the, sole intention.
I mean, you don't know what his intent was going into.
I mean, okay, are you telling me he decided afterwards in the moment to pull his dick
yeah,
out?
Maybe.
He might have, dude.
Come
maybe
on,
he's sitting there,
dude.
He's like,
maybe
you know
he lacks
to be
okay.
a perfect opportunity.
All right,
Paul,
and then he did
hey,
it over and over again
maybe
with a bunch of other chicks that he admitted
control.
He did it with too.
Dude,
I mean, it's obviously his thing. He likes
on,
to whip his
I mean,
dick
Paul,
out.
I mean, Paul, we don't know. Maybe Louis C.K. lacks
just because he
control.
Likes to whip
he
his dick out doesn't mean
it,
every
no,
incident
I,
was
I
planned
I think he knew for a fact that he wanted to get those two chicks in his trailer so
I
that
mean,
he could pull
Paul,
his dick out
the
on
at the same time, a lot of guys...
And
have,
I think if he had been honest with them...
A lot of guys have invited women to a lot of places with sexual intentions.
Yeah, I mean, how many guys have...
Is that necessarily
I mean,
right, that's
wrong?
Not,
like,
that's
let's just arrest the fucking world at that point.
No, no, no.
That wasn't business.
He
wanted
them to watch him wrangle. He took her to dinner and a movie, but only so he could later get newer pants.
That's different. If
sexual
you ask,
harassment.
He didn't ask
the
these two bitches on a date. He didn't ask these two bitches on
he
a date.
Asked
he was like,
consenting
hey,
adults
great set.
To watch him wangle.
Hey, great comedy
watch
stuff. You want to come back to my trailer and
wangle.
Talk comedy and stuff? And they
if you go
whipped.
Back to a dude's trailer, you got to at least know that there's a possibility he might whip his dick out.
Okay.
There's at least the
well,
possi-
I don't think that's true. I don't think that's true. I mean, I guess there's a possibility that a giant pair of balls could descend out of the sky right now, crush us all.
I think there's a bigger probability of a dude whipping his dick
out.
Trailer,
trailer.
But
yeah,
I don't really
trailer.
Think the
sure
probability
that
is on the person that's having
one.
The dick pulled out on them. I think that the onus is on, like, had Louis C.K. gone up to them and been like, hey, want to come to my trailer so I can whip my dick out and show it to you? People, I think, would be singing a different tune now. But the fact that he's like, hey, want to come back to my trailer, talk comedy and stuff and have a drink and shit and chill out for a minute? Yeah, let's do that. Let's do that. Like, two people, one.
Hey, dude,
he didn't ask him on a fucking date.
Senator Paul, dude, the Netflix and chill legislation. You said you wanted to watch Netflix and chill, and you whipped your dick out. I'm afraid you need to go to prison now.
How is that the same? If you do that to your fucking underling, yeah, you do.
There's a slippery slope.
What if they fucking wanted it?
I mean, I've heard people.
If the underling comes to you and goes, hey, let me suck that dick, you can do it.
Hold on. I've heard people making this power dynamic argument about, like, YouTubers dating fans. Me and Paul and Scotty, all three of us are dating people from our fan audience. We can say, like, oh, well, that's because they have all this admiration and stuff for you, and that's how you lured them in or whatever.
That's not uneven power dynamics. No, Louis C.K. is not losing his career because he dated another comedian.
Well, I'm not saying that. I'm saying you can make that same stupid-ass power dynamic argument in that situation.
How? They wanted a relationship, and we have a relationship with them.
It's not even keel. You have power over them.
They don't have sexual liaisons, Paul?
No, I don't have power over them as fans. They're not working in the podcast. I didn't meet them as fellow podcasters.
Fucking whipped his dick out, and I mean, you know what? It was probably fucking wrong of him to do it.
Him fucking a fan is a different thing entirely. That's an exchange where there is no expectation. Like, groupies fucking rock stars.
Do you think Louis C.K. should go to prison for what he's done?
No.
Doug Stanhope has been on tour.
So do you think it should be illegal?
I'm just saying it rises to the level of what should be considered sexual harassment, and there should be repercussions for it.
Doug Stanhope.
Well, there has been repercussions.
You guys know Doug Stanhope?
TJ was saying earlier he doesn't believe it even rises to the level of harassment.
Do you guys know Doug Stanhope?
Yes.
Doug Stanhope's been going around the country trying to get Me Too'd. He's been showing off a picture of himself whipping out his dick in front of a bunch of fucking people. Female comedians and all that. And he's like, no one wants to Me Too me. I'm just not famous enough. No one gives a shit that I whip my dick out.
He's making a bit out of it. That's why.
Yeah, but he really did it. I mean, it's the exact same behavior. It's not, fuck, whatever. It just doesn't rise to the level of whatever.
You don't understand that intent is 9/10 of the law, dude.
Who knows what anyone's intent
is? Well, that's the problem, is that he came out and admitted that he did these things, and he said he shouldn't have. So are you taking him not at his word, too?
No, I'm just saying that his behavior is virtually identical.
When people reacted poorly to this, he was known to respond with, I've fucked up, I've got issues. Why would he say that? Why wouldn't he just be like, hey, you dumb bitch, this is a normal social interaction. I'm TJ Kirk.
I'm not saying it's a normal social interaction.
Put my arm around you. Hey, buddy, you want to come talk about something in the alley with me? Woo!
I feel like, you know, Paul is kink shaming.
You've been making a flawed fucking argument all night. You're trying to back out of it like a beta bitch.
You're fucking making a fucking, you're kink shaming Louis C.K. because if he wanted to kiss him.
I'm not kink shaming him for shit. If he showed his asshole to him, I'd be making the same rant.
If he just wanted to kiss him or grab a titty or something, or cop a feel, it'd be okay. But because it's something a little weird, we have to treat it with a different standard through a different lens.
Because it involves him pulling his genitals off and jacking off in front of them, a thing that nobody seeks out in the first meeting.
So someone goes and chills. I mean, look, obviously what he did was
that's
a pretty extreme thing. But I mean, at the point of you said, I mean, if you ask them, and then when he did it, then when he exposed himself, I think at that point that is sexual harassment. But the point if you asked and they said and they agreed, I mean, it's hard to say that sexual harassment.
Which most of the fucking women say they fucking agree.
When he has a position over them, when they're working on a show that he's the boss of.
They can leave. They can leave.
And they know that their career could be made or breaked. You don't see a I understand that anybody can leave.
They should go out. And they should do what they've already done.
Anybody can leave any job, but there's a reason why there's legislation in place that says it's illegal for a boss to go, hey, baby, nice fucking fat ass, bitch.
He wasn't doing that,
he was going, baby, let me whip out my cock and jerk it. Is that different? Is that a different thing?
Yes, because at no point did he say, you'll be fired if you refuse or even imply that.
Okay. So he has to. So you're telling me for it to be wrong for a boss to put somebody in a position like that?
They have to. He wasn't their boss. Who was the boss of
the chick that said that he asked and he said, "Oh, I've got issues." She was working on the Chris Rock show, and he was a senior position over her.
Yeah,
she was a staff writer, and he was a senior writer on the show. He was her boss.
At what point do women actually have to be accountable for the actions? Because that was the one that agreed to it. She agreed. He said, can I jerk off in front of you?
Like, you're trying to...
But you're going to say, oh, no, she has no choice because he's her boss.
I didn't say that. You're putting those words in my mouth. She clearly has a choice. I'm just saying that choice is different if he was a dude on the street going, hey, can I
every
jerk
choice
off in
is
front
different.
Of you? Her answer probably would have been different. Why is that, TJ? Why do you think her answer might have been no if Louis C.K.
Let me ask you
nobody...
This.
Hold up. Are let me finish. Let me finish. If nobody Louis C.K. walked up to her on the street and was like, hey, baby... Want to come and watch me jerk my crank? You think he'd have the same chance with her as Louis
no,
C.K., successful comedian
no,
and boss?
Course. I never said he would.
Then why are you so fucking obtuse on this?
I'm not being obtuse. You're the obtuse fuck here.
That's great, dude.
Every fucking choice given to you by anyone has different circumstances and different pressures and different fucking criteria. Oh, yeah, of course you're going to treat differently from this person than from this person. It's like if your best friend says, let's go to lunch, you're like,
to,
yeah.
Like
if your worst enemy says, let's go to lunch, it's like, fuck you.
So undo years and years of legal precedent when it comes to sexual harassment in the workplace.
A boss
should be able to walk up to anybody that they work for and go, hey, let me show you my brown eye.
I believe sexual harassment is actually a civil matter. I don't think it's actually a criminal matter.
Well, that may be true, but there's still legal precedent backing it.
Sure.
Tons and tons of... cases have gone towards people who have alleged it, so clearly there's some legal problem there. I'm not alleging he should go to the fucking jail. I'm not saying make a federal beef out of what he did. I'm just trying to say that when you're in a position above people and you ask somebody down below you to look at your junk, it has a little different connotation than walking up to you on the street on an even keel.
Sure.
And that power dynamic...
A
constitutes
different connotation is different.
That abuse of that power dynamic constitutes a wrongdoing.
I don't agree it's abuse.
Oh, okay. All right. So you think you don't think it's abusive for the boss of a company with a bunch of underlings that all want to be successful to walk up and go, hey, want to see my nuts? Want to suck my fucking balls?
If he respects it, if they say no, then no, I don't think it's a problem.
Okay. Cool.
Thank you for watching Deep Fat Fried.